Country Club FM.
You know what that means? It's almanac time today.
Or bring out your dad.
That's what they do with that. Or it's time to put some money in the red kettles. I think they put all the red kettles away.
Yes, they're done.
Or it's lunchtime out on the Ponderosa. That bell could mean a lot of things.
Could.
Mean and a lot of things.
And we may have a Ponderosa reference later.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Today's Monday, January 16th. It was a long weekend without the almanac, so we're back with you. Special holiday edition of the almanac, Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. 349 days left to go. 1547, Ivan the Terrible.
Oh, he was terrible.
Was crowned the Tsar of Russia. Exactly what did he do become the Terrible?
Well, we didn't believe that Vlad the Impaler, we know what he did.
He was impaling.
Right. He did just terrible things.
But impaling is a verb. You actually impale somebody.
Right. Terrible is different. Terrible would be like putting a rubber band around the squirter on your kitchen sink and squirting.
That'd
some
be pretty terrible.
I mean, those are the types
Maybe
of
all
things.
He did is take some cellophane and put it over a toilet.
Yeah.
And that was what he did to become the Terrible.
Terrible.
1547.
Or Charles Riley of the Terrible.
There's some people that think Donald Trump is Donald the Terrible.
Right.
You know, get with the program here. He's our president.
That's right.
1919, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibited the sale or transportation of alcoholic beverages, was ratified. Prohibition. And it was later repealed then by the 21st Amendment. It went into effect. This date in 1919 is when the amendment was ratified. It took effect a year later on the exact same date. Today, 1920, is when Prohibition went into effect. The Volstead Act, of course, was the act that actually went out and supported Prohibition. Or what's the proper term that you would use there? It didn't support it. Enforced. That was the word I was looking for. Yes. Words are coming so slowly.
Yeah, we're a little struggling.
Google. What? I'm going to do that again.
No.
1942, actress Carol Lombard died in a plane crash at the age of 33. She was married at the time to Clark Gable.
Mrs. Clark Gable,
And she was out because of the war. She was selling war bonds.
Oh.
She had gone, I believe, to Chicago, or her home area, somewhere in the Midwest. And she sold like $2 million worth of war bonds, and she was flying back to Los Angeles, and they crashed in Las Vegas. They had landed, I think, in Las Vegas, and then that was their stop, and then they were getting back, and they were taking off, and they crashed into a mountain.
Bad deal.
And people still hike in that area of Las Vegas. They hike up there, and there's still some of the wreckage there.
Wow.
So that's eerie.
Yeah, it is.
1942 is when that happened. Ernest Tubb made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry, 1943. The old troubadour, Ernest Tubb, Nashville, Tennessee. 1972, the guy who gave us the Chipmunks passed away.
Oh, sure.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Apparently the witch doctor is also a chipmunk.
Yeah.
They weren't the Chipmunks at first. When they first released this album, it was David Seville. And he played around with varying speeds on the tape and sped it up. And he goes, that's kind of a fun effect. Had a big hit with that. And then eventually that then kind of turned into the Chipmunks. And the rest is history. Yes. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. David Seville, he died on this date in 1972. He was 52. He was only 52. In 72. 1973, after a nice long run on NBC, the show Bonanza aired for the final time on NBC. 13 years, not quite as long as Gunsmoke, but still a pretty good run.
Pretty good run.
Michael Landon was just about to start Little House on the Prairie, so that was getting going. Lorne Greene had been there forever. No more Pernell Roberts. Dan Blocker had passed away maybe a year prior to that, remember?
He died away. Very young man,
died during the show, run of the show.
1972, I think.
Dan Blocker played football. He had to be on the offensive line. What a great last name for an offensive lineman, right?
For sure.
So Bonanza on this day. We said goodbye to Bonanza 1973. 1979, we said goodbye to actor Ted Cassidy. Now, you remember him best as Lurch.
You're right.
Right? I mean, you remember him best as Lurch.
Yes,
but he also
sure.
did voice. He actually made the noises for the Hulk.
Oh.
The Bill Bixby Incredible Hulk show on CBS, late 70s, early 80s. He was some of the growls and things that the Hulk did during the show. He also did the narration.
Dr. David Banner, physician.
That's Lurch.
Searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body's chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Right.
Ted Cassidy also was Bigfoot in one of my favorite $6 Million Man episodes, where he and the Bionic Woman fight against Bigfoot. Ted Cassidy was only 46. What was he, 6 foot nine? I mean, he was perfect for Lurch. He played the harpiscord. Whether he played it or not, we don't know.
I doubt he did. Yeah.
He had big, long, bony fingers. That's not really good for playing the piano. Ted Cassidy was only 46. What did he die of? Did you look
that
up?
Yes, he had had some heart issues, and he had heart surgery. And he went home, and he was recuperating, and all of a sudden, they had some complications, and he died.
In honor of Ted Cassidy.
You rang.
Yes, they rang for him one final time on this date, 1979. 1987, the Beastie Boys were performing on American Bandstand. No doubtedly, they were performing You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. And they were censored for some reason. I don't know if it was their appearance or it was the actual song. It was during their appearance. I don't remember any bad words in You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party, but it was one of my favorites in 87.
Maybe some obscene gesture.
Along with License to Ill, it marked the first time an act had been censored on the show, 1987, which, you know, he didn't have to censor because it was always lip-synced.
Yeah.
They always lip-synced on American Bandstand.
Yes, it was so well-known.
Basically, they were lip-syncing their own censoring. 1991, this is the date that Operation Desert Storm began.
Obviously, an attack is underway of some sort. It appears that there is tracer fire coming up from the ground. And an incredible panorama of flashes continuing as I speak.
That's Gary Shepard reporting on ABC News. He was on live. He went from 1 minute saying, yeah, it's really quiet here. There's not much going on, to then, here it comes, Operation Desert Storm.
It was the first war that we kind of had play-by-play.
Yes, yep, because they were all at that Baghdad hotel where all the media were assembled, and you can still remember the video, the night vision video of all the tracers and all the flashes and everything going on in Baghdad. That was 1991. 1996, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, performed his 25,000th Las Vegas show.
That's a lot.
He's still performing. He's still performing in Vegas. You just can't hear Don Kashane enough.
No.
Too many times.
Who's had more work done, Kenny Rogers or Mr. Las Vegas?
I don't know. I would say Wayne Newton's work has been done, at least the last time I've seen him. He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So whoever did his work, probably the same one who did Cher's.
Yeah, better than
at least the
Kenny.
Early show. 1997, Bill Cosby's 27-year-old son, Ennis, could be Enos. I think it might have been Enos. Could have been Ennis. He was shot to death as he changed a tire alongside a Los Angeles freeway. Mikhail Markusev was later convicted in the murder, sentenced to life in prison. Totally random. He didn't know it was Cosby's son. It was just a total random act of violence. And Bill Cosby lost his 27-year-old son on this date, 1997. Obviously had to affect him in a negative way. 1997. I don't know, maybe that's why he's acting the way he has, but some of those accusations go all the way back to the Cosby Show, so this was not the reason why Bill Cosby did what he did most recently and what has come out in the news here in the last 3-4 years. That was back in 1997. Grammy Award-winning singer Ronnie Millsap, happy birthday
today. There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see.
He's had a boatload of number ones, over 40, I believe. At least he had an album that said Greatest Hits, 40 number one hits.
Take her away from me.
Working on bringing him in to a ballroom on the west side of Minneapolis.
Good.
Just talked to Mark about that.
I'd go to that.
At the show on Saturday night. Yeah, an offer's been made. No confirmation yet.
I saw him at the Deep South Fair, whatever it is, in Memphis back in 2007. Oh, yeah. He was performing in Memphis at the... They don't have a state fair. They have the South Fair or Southern Fair or Mid-South Fair, I think is what it's called.
Right. You'll be shocked to know I introduced him at with Lori Morgan. One of the Grand
Casinos. How could that be?
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
I know.
Ronnie Millsap, 74 today. Somebody, 73.
Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty.
You gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down. That's Jim Stafford. Spiders and Snakes, Swamp Witch.
Swamp Witch.
My Girl Bill was another good one he did.
My Girl Bill.
Wildwood Weed, we play that here on Bob. Bill. My favorite, though, is if we do a Fave 5, Jim Stafford, Cow Patty. I can still see him performing it now on Solid Gold.
That's a good one.
Yippee-yay, Cow
Swamp
Patty.
Swamp Witch was my favorite. I bought the 45 when I was a youngster. Love that one.
He's 73 today. Happy birthday to Jim Stafford. Also celebrating today, we have birthdays, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Mm-hmm. She is 70 today. She's got a little radio show, yeah, and she tells people what they should do with themselves. Mm-hmm. She is 70 today. John Carpenter, the movie director.
Didn't he do Halloween? Was he?
He did the Halloween. He did The Thing. He did The Escape from L.A.
Oh, sure.
Village of the Damned. Mm-hmm. Vampires, John Carpenter, well-known director. 69 today. Debbie Allen is 67. She is the sister of Felicia Allen, now Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
And she's a choreographer. She's an actress. She was in Fame.
One fame. Well, fame costs. And right here is where you start paying and sweat.
That's the TV version of Fame that she was in. Debbie Allen is 67 here today. A British singer, songwriter, Sade. Sade Adu.
No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth.
That's your theme song on the golf course, pretty much.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Sade. Most people would pronounce that Sade.
Yes,
but
it looks like
it's Sade. And she is 58 today. Happy birthday to the boxer Roy Jones Jr. He's 48. He was a champ. I remember him best from the 1988 Seoul Olympics, where he got absolutely robbed.
Oh, sure.
Where he totally defeated and dominated Park Si-hun, who was a Korean boxer.
Yes.
And he had outpunched him 86-32, and the judges still gave it to Park Si-hun. It was one of the great travesties
in the
history of Olympic sports and Olympic boxing. They changed the rules. They changed the judging rules because of that. Roy Jones Jr. is 48 today. Supermodel Kate Moss. You can fit her through a mail slot. She is skinny. Is there any doubt that she is skinny? You've seen her. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's very skinny.
Kate Moss is 43. Albert Pujols, pretty good baseball player. He hit the long ball. He's a member of the 500 Home Run Club. Played most of his career with the Cardinals. He's now with the Angels. He is 37 today. NFL star quarterback for the Ravens, Joe Flacco. Ravens didn't make the playoffs this year, did they?
No, they did not.
32 for him. And pop singer FKA Twigs.
Huh?
For all the fans of FKA Twigs, I don't know what FKA stands for. It could be something dirty. FKA Twigs, 29 today.
Is that a he or a she? We don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to look it up. And
I don't even care. Doesn't bother me not to know that, actually. Gone but not forgotten. Okay, Google. Who's FKA Twigs? There it is. Inventor Frank Zamboni.
It's a woman.
Junior.
It's Talia Debrett Barnett, known as the stage name FKA Twigs. English singer, songwriter, record producer, director, and dancer. She's got a lot of things on her plate.
A lot of things
going on. Trying to figure out what FKA stands for.
Yes. All right, back to Gone But Not Forgotten, because I believe we had the sound of a Zamboni somewhere.
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
It's a Gear Daddies.
There it is.
Didn't you see them at the Medina?
I have, and I saw Martin Zeller sing this song out at Bees on the River.
It's great Zamboni. Now, Zamboni is kind of like Kleenex. That's actually a brand name. There are two main producers of, they're technically ice. Called ice resurfacers. Yeah. There's Olympia, and then there's Zamboni. Mm-hmm. So you actually offend somebody if you're at a rink and you go, yeah, we got to Zam the ice, when they actually have an Olympia
and
not a
bad.
Zamboni. It's right a problem. On. So be aware of that.
I would, and it's like a Sea-Doo and or a jet ski.
Right.
Yeah, jet ski is a name also. All right, Frank Zamboni Jr., he invented the ice resurfacer, though. He's the guy. There would be no Olympia without Zamboni. He was born in the state in 1901. She was a bit of a loudmouth singer, and she won Tony for Call Me Madam, Ethel Merman.
Yeah, she'll blow out the VU meter.
Oh, yes.
On any audio board.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. I got my man who could ask for anything more.
Ethel Merman sings country.
Elvira. She could do it. She would put her own stamp on it.
Boom, bop, boom, bop, mow, mow.
She's got a little Katharine Hepburn in her. Just a little bit. Ethel Merman was born on this day in 1908. Baseball Hall of Famer, fine pitcher Dizzy Dean was born on this day in 1910. Most of his career in St. Louis. I think both the Browns and the Cardinals, and him and his brother Daffy, were
that's
outstanding
too good.
Pitchers.
Dizzy, you can't make that up, Dizzy and Daffy. You'd think somebody was making that up, but they're not.
They are not. 1910 for Dizzy Dean. He was actor Elliot Reed. You may remember him from Inherit the Wind, The Absent-Minded Professor with Jerry Lewis. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. He was born in the state in 1920. One of the sons of the pioneers. Doing, no doubt, tumbleweed somewhere. Country performer Roy Lanham.
Now you know,
was born on this day in 1923.
You know who else was a former Sons of the Pioneer?
Roy Rogers?
He was?
Yeah.
Your guy Ken Curtis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Festus.
Yeah, Festus.
Festus from Gunsmoke one time was a Son of the Pioneers.
Yeah, he's a very good singer. He has that goofy character voice that he did for Festus, but he was a great singer. Gorilla researcher Diane Fossey was born in the state in 1932. You may remember the movie Gorillas in the Mist. That was based on her life.
We reported on the Almanac not too long ago. I remember she was murdered.
Yes. Very sad.
At her camp in Africa.
Born on this day in 1932. Actor Michael Pataki was born on this day in 1938. Remember him?
Well, yeah. He was in the Rocky films, at least Rocky IV. He was Ivan Drago's manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had Brigitte Nielsen, who was kind of his handler.
Right.
And who knows what else she was doing. She might have been also, his gal on the side.
Could be.
For Ivan Drago. I must break you.
Right.
But he was the manager of Ivan, the Russian. But he also very famous from a Happy Days episode, because he was one half of the Malachi brothers, Crunch, the Malachi Crunch from the famous episode, the Demolition Derby episode of Happy Days.
And next we have the diabolical Count Malachi and his brother Rocco.
He was Count.
Let the pigeons loose!
We have no pigeons.
Ah, Mayor Pinky, the Malachi Crunch.
The Malachi Crunch.
Rocky, yeah.
He was Count. He played Count. They were about to crunch Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, boy.
It was Pinky and the Fonz against the Malachi brothers. And, of course, Pinky and the Fonz would eventually win out and come out on top.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. All was well in the world when the Malachi brothers lost.
It went down. Michael Pataki was born on this day in 1938. Remember Rene? How do you say
Rene? Rene.
Angelil.
He's French, Rene.
Yeah, Rene. Like Rene.
He drove a Renault, too.
That's very nice. He was the husband of Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was born on this day, 1942. And I'm sure you know actress and singer Aaliyah.
Born wow, on this day, you got it right.
Is that how you say it?
It's Aaliyah. Yeah.
Aaliyah. Aaliyah. I don't know any. She was very young when she died.
Plane crash.
She was born on this day, 19. Now that you say that, I do remember hearing that. 1979. They're all gone. But not forgot.
They are. That's the Almanac. Monday, January 16th, your Martin Luther King Jr. Day edition of the Almanac here on Bob FM. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll archive it. It'll be up on the website, mybobcountry.com, if you want to relive it later today.